How do we get our pastors more involved in pro-life activities? Find out next on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. Today, we're joined, as usual, by Janet Morana, our Associate Director, and by our Associate, Reverend Rusty Thomas. Good to be with you all.
It's good to be back with you.
You too, Father.
And as you know, on our program, we feature activities in all different denominations. And today, we want to start, we're going to talk about pastors and how to get pastors more involved in pro-life, which is, of course, a concern of many different people. But as a special guest in the first part of our program, we want to welcome Thomas Hall. And Tom has engaged on a special initiative online. Many people know about YouTube, and some people know about the fact that there is a GodTube. But there's also a specifically Catholic equivalent called LoveToBeCatholic.com. And we want to invite Tom on today to tell us a little bit about this, because it also tells all of our friends, it shows them an example of what they can do to get the gospel message out onto the internet and counteract so much of the negative stuff that's there. So Thomas Hall, joining us by phone from the Twin Cities, welcome to the program.
Hi, Father Frank. Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, tell us about this special initiative that you've undertaken and what led to it.
Well, it's LoveToBeCatholic.com is a Catholic alternative to YouTube. And it's the genesis really goes back to my Christian renewal and how the internet played a role in that. I actually stumbled upon a radio podcast on the internet that led me back into the church and to meet with the priest, and really sent me down a path that led to the fulfillment of my faith and my return to the church. And it's been a wonderful experience. And with that, I started to look at some internet initiatives and thought that the Catholic faith needed something to counteract a lot of the negative things I was seeing on YouTube, and that that led to LoveToBeCatholic.com.
Well, that's pretty encouraging. You know, as you know, I mean, the internet is so often the bridge to lead people away from God, and mm-hmm. here, providentially, in Tom's case, led him to the Lord. That's pretty good.
That's right.
So this is set up like YouTube in the sense that people can post their own videos, right?
Exactly. And there was a study by Pew Research Foundation that found that 83 million Americans use the internet for faith-related reasons. If you think about that, that's more than online banking or online dating. So there is a huge demand for websites like these. But there aren't enough of them out there. So this is, I call it a lay initiative, where I recognize that there is power in our neighbors evangelizing the faith. And that's the whole concept behind Love Be Catholic. Unfortunately, if you go to YouTube and you type in Christianity or Catholicism, you can be bombarded with soft porn or anti-Christian messages. So we wanted a safe environment for Christians, and that's what Love Be Catholic is, where neighbors can post videos about why they love to be Catholic or why they love to be Christians, where they can learn and view other people's videos.
You know, Tom, I just want to know, how is the site protected, because this is what people want to know, from bad things getting up there? Because you just said people can post, but is there a monitoring system that nothing that's not decent can get up there?
Yeah, we review all the videos, and there's really two gatekeepers. One is our own, sitting down and methodically going through every video and making sure that it meets with our standards. But there's also the community element too. When people watch a video on the video player, down at the bottom they can do a number of things. They can comment on it. They can rate it. But they can also let us know if it offends them. And if we receive a note from someone that a video is offensive, we'll review it and, if need be, take it down.
You know, also, too, Tom, I'm thinking this could be an inspiration for, say, someone like Reverend Rusty here, because, you know, he could look at the Love to Be Catholic YouTube channel, and even though he's not a Catholic, maybe that he could contact you if he wants to get a similar site up there to say Love to Be Evangelical, or someone who's a Baptist, Love to Be Baptist. You know, like, this could be a great way that you could help hold the hand of other people in other denominations and say, hey, you could do this also, because we need more good quality Christian messaging out there on YouTube, because like you just pointed out, there's these soft pornography things that are getting out there.
And they try to steal the keywords titles. And the titles and the URLs.
I'm sure if there's people like Reverend Rusty here or other pastors, I'm sure, Tom, you wouldn't mind being in touch with them so that you could assist them and walk the walk with them as to how their denomination can do what you've done.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another service that we provide, and that is enabling people to embed these videos onto their website. So a lot of churches do that. They actually go to Love to Be Catholic. When you view a video, you can see the code next to it, which allows them to cut and paste that into their website so that they can have their parishioners view these videos on their church website. And a lot of churches are doing that, and that's something we're very happy about.
Hey, Thomas, this is Rusty.
Hi, Rusty.
Hey, brother. What kind of response and participation are you getting out there?
You know, it has been amazing. We have members all over the world, in the Philippines, in India, in Asia, China, the UK, all over Europe, and, of course, all over the United States. Now, this is a small nonprofit effort. I don't have the resources of a YouTube or a GodTube because we're not for profit. So I'm not out there actively marketing this. What has happened is word of mouth. People have been picking up on their blogs. People have been sending videos to their friends and neighbors, and people have been coming back to the website. As a matter of fact, when we first launched it, it was immediately exceeded our expectations, and so many people were coming to the website that it overwhelmed our servers. So I've had to upgrade the servers 3 times as we get more traffic and more people visiting.
Well, of course, and as is true with YouTube, this is not just about people posting videos. It's about people networking with each other. And that is, of course, that's at the heart of the gospel. God's people being called together, connecting with each other. And that's why this is so great. Well, we're going to have to let you go in a moment. Just tell us quickly, you're also featuring certain special channels on your homepage.
Yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, we have categories, 20-some categories where the videos are organized by, you know, certain subjects, whether it's movies or TV, pro-life traditions. But we also have channels. Right now, we have 3. We're about to launch a 4th channel, a Priest for Life channel, which will have your videos on, Father, which we're very excited about.
We appreciate that partnership.
Yes, and those are on our homepage. We limit the number of channels. It's not like YouTube where anybody can put up a channel. We want to have channels that are very have good content and good value and a good message for the people who come to the website.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for making this initiative and launching out in this particular way. It is encouraging to all believers. It's inspiring, and we certainly look forward to helping this effort continue to grow.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the time, and thank you for having me on your program.
You're welcome. And we invite all our viewers, all of you brothers and sisters, go to lovetobecatholic.com, check it out, publicize it, link to it, and help us promote it as well. Well, we'll be back after this break with Reverend Rusty Thomas and with Janet to talk about how to get pastors more activated. Stay with us.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Well, welcome back. Reverend Rusty Thomas is one of our pastoral associates, and we want to talk today about a question that so many of you ask us. What do I do to get my pastor more involved in pro-life activities? Your initial thoughts?
Oh, brother, that's a tremendous question. And it really, I believe, for the future of America, it has to be answered. The pastors, I believe, are the key to turning the tide in the United States of America. Historically, that's always been true.
Yes.
You know, I just got back from Scotland and visited the Abbey in Iona. And this is where Christianity first came to Scotland and spread throughout Europe. One of the interesting things I noticed, Father Frank, there were two stones, cemetery stones of the abbeys, the bishops that were at Iona. One had a staff where the bulb at the end was turning inward. And this was talking about caring for the state of the flock. In other words, pastors, you know, ministers of God, caring for the spiritual state of the body of Christ. But the other stone had a bishop who also had a staff, but his bulb was turned outward, which signaled evangelism, the gospel of the kingdom having impact in the culture, in law, in government, in politics. And it was interesting. It was all there in these cemetery stones. And this brings up a very, very important understanding of what it means to be a man of God. What does it mean to be a church leader? What does it mean to be a pastor? Obviously, they are under shepherds in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And they do have a duty to feed the flock of God, to nourish the flock of God, to care for the souls that are entrusted to them. But historically, they also have another duty, and that is to be elders in the gates of their city. And quite frankly, in the last several decades, we have failed in that responsibility.
Yes.
And this is why evil has been allowed to flourish under our watch. And we must understand, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we are to be involved in mercy ministries and things of this nature, but we also have a responsibility to be a prophetic voice in our culture. And obviously, when it comes to abortion, my God in heaven, we are talking about a sin and a crime that is not only destroying those who are participating in it, but a nation that condones it. And in other words, we're dealing, Father Frank, in a generation where abortion has flourished, that this has allowed an exposed area to come into our nation that is not just savaging children made in the image of God, but it's savaging motherhood. It's savaging fatherhood. It's savaging the family. It's savaging civil government. I mean, the call upon civil government is to protect life and to stop the shedding of innocent blood. But it's also savaging the credibility and the witness of the church herself.
Yes.
I could remember a pastor. He's a black pastor from Waco, Texas. We were out in front of Planned Parenthood. He gave me a call and he said, "Brother, can I come out to share with these folks at this abortion mill the importance of what you're doing?" I said, "Sure, Pastor, we'd love to hear from you." And he came out, Father Frank, and this was his words. He went over to Africa on a missions trip to share the gospel of Jesus Christ for those that are in darkness. And everywhere he went, this is what their response is: "How dare you come here to tell us about the gospel of Jesus Christ while your nation is butchering their own children.
So it interferes with the credibility of the gospel worldwide. It retards the progress.
It just reminds me of what Dr. Bernard Nathanson said, who, you know, he really was one of the engineers of the abortion industry in the United States back in the late 60s and 70s. And he himself, who is now converted over the past two decades and is pro-life, he said that back then, they knew they could get away with what they were getting away with because the church was silent. He said if the church had been united, purposeful, and strong,
the clergy
in particular, pastors, we would never have gotten away with what we were able to do.
So a person feels this absence of the leadership of the clergy. What's the best thing practically that they should do? I mean, they knock at their pastor's door and request a meeting with them.
Well, I think one powerful thing is for the women and men who have experienced abortion and are healed to talk to their pastor. Because
right.
I know one of the biggest out excuses they use is, well, you know, we can't talk about abortion because there's so many people out there in our churches that are hurting. If a man or woman who's been healed from abortion, from that sin, sits eye to eye with a pastor, right, Reverend Rusty, and says to him, Pastor, your silence is hurting us. We need you to preach about abortion, about the mercy and the healing. That's what we need. You're going to then get more pastors to preach about it. It will calm that fear inside of them.
Well, I think also we must understand, you know, and I've been a pastor. You have functioned in that role. There's a lot of demands. There's a lot of voices.
Right.
There's a lot of concerns, okay? But one thing a pastor can do, he doesn't necessarily have to lead the charge, okay? But what we do need, we need pastors to speak about it.
Yes.
They got to treat pro-life as a mission.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We have missions. We feed the poor.
Yes.
We clothe the naked. We have evangelistic programs. And we must understand that this particular sin cries to the heavens.
Yes. This is a mission field.
This is a mission field in and of itself. And so all we need pastors to say, you know what? Our church officially is going to recognize this as a mission.
That's right.
And which means we need men and women in the congregation, like those who have gone through abortion, to approach them and say, Pastor, would you get behind this? Would you bless it?
Exactly. That's so critical. We're out of time already. I want to invite our listening audience to tell their pastors about the pastor's briefing that's going to be held in Washington, D.C. in May. So we have some months for them to prepare. Family Research Council, every year now, has been sponsoring this pastor's briefing. I'm involved in helping to plan and organize it. I'll be speaking at it. And go to FRC.org, Family Research Council, to get the details and the sign-up for this pastor's briefing, because pro-life is going to be a key topic where we're going to inspire those pastors during those days in the beginning of May. Well, thanks, friends. Stay with us now. We're going to come back with our action segment for more ideas for you to promote the cause of life.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Friends, welcome to our action segment. If you enjoy watching these Gospel of Life programs, you'll really love what's on this DVD that I have in my hand. You can receive it every month, powerful pro-life information from our friends at Life Dynamics, where we tape these programs. It's called Life Talk, approximately an hour worth of information-packed pro-life, up-to-date interviews, news, and resources. Janet, this is really something that, you know, has been out for years, and more pro-life people need to know about this.
That's right. Well, first of all, it's very easy to watch. There's different segments, you know, during the hour-long. So, for example, you might say, well, I don't have time to sit and watch for a whole hour a particular program. Well, it's divided into, like you just said, Father, a news segment, which tells you the pro-life news going on that month in the country. Then there's what's called Pro-Life 101, and that's where Mark Crutcher, the founder of Life Talk and Life Dynamics, gives you some basic pro-life arguments, things that you need to help discuss this issue with your friends and family. Then, of course, there's current events, like I said, which is kind of like news. And then, of course, we ourselves at Gospel of Life have our own 12-minute segment that they view each month on the Life Talk show. And then finally, they also have additional people that they've interviewed. And people like Dr. Alveda King has been on Life Talk and so many other notable people. The other thing that's good about this Life Talk subscription is that it's a subscription that comes once a month right to your home, a simple little DVD, and it's so reasonable. It's $25 for a whole 1 year subscription. I mean, when you think about that, where could you get 12 DVDs for $25?
It's just about $2 a DVD.
$2 a DVD, yeah. And it's a great resource. I know people that use this each month for their pro-life meeting. Mm-hmm. I know youth ministers that use it once a month with their youth group, and the young folks love it because it really shows them what's going on, and it encourages them to get involved in the battle and get involved, you know, in the pro-life
movement.
Well,
there's no question, too, that this is not just ordinary pro-life information. You'll find things on Life Talk that you won't hear anywhere else.
That's
because
right.
Life Dynamics and those who are in collaboration with them are right on the front lines, the cutting edge of what is developing within the pro-life movement and in the abortion industry. One
That's
of
right.
the key strengths of this is that you'll understand better how the other side thinks than you ever have before, because Life Dynamics has done years and years of infiltration into the abortion industry, and we've benefited from a lot of that at our ministry as well. And they have the transcripts of the conferences that the abortionists mm-hmm. themselves have, and the different infiltration gives you an understanding of how they think. And if you know how they think, then you know how to counteract it.
That's right. And they follow these up-to-the-minute news stories. So, for example, people have heard us on these programs refer to George Tilla, that infamous abortionist who does the late-term abortions out in Wichita, Kansas. And we know that there's litigation currently against him. Well, if you want to find out what's going on, Life Talk is the answer. They keep track of these cases. And many times in the program, we'll talk about an abortion clinic has closed. Well, how do they think we get this information? It's Life Talk and Life Dynamics that goes to those places, gives us that footage, and keeps us up to date as what's happening.
Groups can promote this on their website, in their newsletters, to their email lists. The pastors can make it available in their churches. We encourage all of those activities.
Well, again, contact us at Gospel Life, and we'll send them a free sample of Life Talk, absolutely free. If they like it, then they can subscribe. But send for the free sample today.
Friends, thank you for watching Gospel of Life. What we are asking you to do is also support our ministry so that we can bring you these programs, so that our pastoral team can continue to give pro-life talks around the country and training that people so need and look for. Also, GospelOfLife.com, make our website a key website that you go to, and tell your friends about all of these activities. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week. In the meanwhile, let's pray for one another that we may advance a culture of life.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion. Haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Father Frank A. Pavone, director of Gospel of Life Ministries, is an internationally known pro-life activist, speaker, and author. He has been the national director of Priests for Life since 1993 and appears regularly in the religious and secular media. He has served at the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family. He has been a spiritual guide for Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. Father Frank is president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, an umbrella group of many denominations working to end abortion. Father Frank is also the national pastoral director and board chairman of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father Frank is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, and carries out his pro-life mission with the permission of his bishop. For more information on Father Frank and Priests for Life, visit www.priestsforlife.org. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.